got several things to squeeze in here, including, can't ignore this, gas prices. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, two teens?
Well, I see two O's.
Really?
In fact, when I gassed up with my 10-cent discount on the weekend, I got it for $1.98.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? And there are several two O's. In fact, and I haven't, I looked at Gas Buddy, and it says that the lowest price in the state today is $1.92. I have not found where that $1.92 is. I've been searching the site, but I haven't discovered it. But it is lower. In fact, 1 year ago, it says here the average in the state today is $2.31. I'm thinking it's lower than that. Mm-hmm. But just from the latest purposes, I have an update here. But the last year, 1 year ago, on March 2nd, we were paying $2.48 a gallon.
Well, this is 50-some cents a gallon cheaper.
Having said that, get it, because I'm thinking either today or tomorrow or sometime this week. It's not going to go below two in our area. It's gotten close before, but it hasn't. What are you averaging out in your Elma area, Pat? Have you checked lately?
To tell you the truth, I did not notice the gas prices until I got to Saginaw County and I saw three different gas stations with 204.
Oh, you saw 204?
I saw 204.
Okay, wow. That's even closer than I saw the 208. So
yeah, I saw 204.
Man, so
time to fill up.
Yeah. As I said, because you just don't know. I'm just thinking it's going to go up at some point.
With the stock market kind of crashing last week, so did oil futures, right?
True.
So
that's oil why came down. Yeah.
Gas prices what you are could down. Save. Take out the motorhome, the boat, the car, the truck.
Yeah, yeah, fill it all up.
Everything. Get the teenager's car filled.
Time to, this will be a dated reference. I don't know. It's time to John Denver. Remember John Denver had the buried gas tank? So remember he got in trouble for that?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the story was, but he got in trouble for some hoarding some gasoline. Anyway.
Now would be the time to sell the 45 gas tax, right? Because if only the price would stay there.
Perhaps that's the answer. When gas gets to be a certain price, the tax is on. When it goes up, the tax is gone.
There you go.
You might have something, Pat. That might actually work. People might be willing to do that. All right, 6:45 is the time. Another thing to squeeze in here. Because later on today, we'll have more of the chance to have a celebration and a look ahead toward a special night tonight at the Meyer on Tittabawassee Road. Art Lewis is going to do a broadcast between 9 and 11:30. It'll be a preview of tonight's Saginaw Spirit Fan Appreciation event at the Meyer on Tittabawassee Road.
Oh.
And after the weekend the Spirit had, a lot of fans were at the Dow appreciating the Spirit.
I bet they were.
Friday night, a nice victory over Kingston and over 4,000 fans. And over 5,000 fans Saturday night to witness DJ Buzzdecker, not just a natural hat trick in the first period alone. He put up four goals and an assist.
Amazing.
5.9. It was the fans were just. It was a rocking time. I was there Saturday night. It was just amazing the enthusiasm. You could feel the buzz in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was real special. Made even more special when it was announced that the Kingston Frontenacs had beat the Flint Firebirds.
Oh yes.
Yeah!
Yeah. That makes us look good in, what, the West Division?
Yeah, because that puts the Spirit up by a point now over Flint. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a big battle going on for that first-place position. So, and we have a game in hand. Flint has 8 games left. Spirit have 9 games left.
Oh, okay.
So we got that game in hand, so that could come in handy, no pun intended. Mm. Hope it doesn't. Hope we keep winning. And Flint, we hope you keep losing. Nothing personal. It's just the way it is.
Hard to believe only a couple weeks remaining in the regular season for the Spirit. Flew by.
March 21st, I believe, is the final. This is the final home game. Is it the final game of the season?
I think so.
I'm looking at March. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it is.
They finish at home, and then the playoffs will begin in the following days. And, of course, it might come down to the last day to figure out who we're playing in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know. It's that big of a fight. But today, or is it next Monday? Oh, gosh. Well, if you go to SaginawSpirit.com, you'll find out when playoff tickets are available. And when you're listening later on with Art Lewis, again, between 9 and 11:30, you'll hear much more about the fan appreciation event tonight at the Meyer on Tittabawassee Road. So fans, you show up and cheer the Spirit on at the Dow. We want you to show up and cheer the Spirit on tonight at that Meyer store. Oh, and another thing that happened Saturday night. The Spirit invited Todd Michael Hall. the voice guy from Saginaw, to make an appearance on the ice while they played the video of that version of Jukebox Hero.
Oh, they did?
Oh, they did?
How about that?
You talk about a big cheer.
I bet.
It was loud and proud with Saginaw for Todd Michael Hall. You could just see him beaming there on the ice. How surreal it had to be just to watch what was a national TV broadcast happen in front of you in your hometown.
I hope someone recorded that so it can possibly be used on one of the shows in the future when they visit hometowns and stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool. And I think it was like a 5-minute appearance. I can't remember how long it was, but the Spirit for Time edited it down. They had the song, and they made sure they included the part where he announced, "I'm Todd Michael Hall. I'm 50 years old from Saginaw, Michigan."
Oh.
So it was really nicely done, and he had a nice ovation. But just and it's funny, and I'm sure this is happening in other places than just what I heard. The Spirit used, you know how in between plays or between periods when they do musical.
Mm-hmm.
They used him doing Jukebox Hero.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I was at the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena this weekend for some hockey, and I heard that they did the same thing.
Right. How about that?
They used Jukebox Hero with Todd Michael Hall for one of the little bumper musical interludes in between plays in the period. So.
And when they get around to fan voting, let's make sure the fans from our area are heard.
I love, just with that voice he did, the possibilities are endless for him to do some covers of some great rock and roll.
Probably.
I'm thinking, could he channel Steve Tyler of Aerosmith and Dream On?
Probably.
Could he hit that note?
Yeah, I think so. Based on the range he has.
Yeah.
I think he could do it.
Anyway, so that's all kinds of fun that was had over the weekend. Hopefully they had fun too, where you were and what you were doing. And what turned out for a lot of people, a chance to get out and do things on the weekend, because even though it was breezy, the sun was out and you had a chance to get out and be part of the outdoors.